Subtle Energy Masters. All that we have discussed and explored so far, particularly in Chapter 4, Resensitizing Intuition, is about becoming subtle energy masters. We used to be. Vedic teachings, among others, suggest that humans have devolved from the gods. The bountiful implications of this good news include that all sage capacities are accessible to us now, for once we employed them. They once were us. We simply need to reactivate them, to dust them off, repair their wiring, and put them into use again. And so as we become interested in the evolving story of ego and soul, and as we become thirsty for more direct communication with God via our access to intuition, and as we become compassionate towards ego, discovering ways to lift it up out of hell and into heaven, we become subtle energy masters again. For all of these results arise from the simple reality, how we relate to energy. As we rediscover our respect for it, and we become energy's ally, its apprentice, we literally re-enchant the world. Shamanic catalysts. We in predominantly white Western-influenced culture, be it in China, the Russian states, India, South America, the South Pacific, or anywhere where Western ideologies have become pervasive, sit now on the threshold of re-inflating consciousness. Indigenous people throughout the ages have lived in active communion with gods, the spirit world, dreamtime, and all that is. Relatively speaking, their experience of life has never, prior to interaction with white Western man, been reduced to less than numinous. They have always been animated. With and without direct reference to the wisdom they have lived, we are now on the cusp of a re-enchantment of our inner spirits. We are on the eve of being resuscitated with life. There is a growing wave within humanity opening to non-linear routes to expanded consciousness. The love generation of the 1960s is sufficiently rooted that a new generation is being born, not of a certain age. This new generation includes patient waiters who have watched and seeded human consciousness's awakening since they were very young. Shamanic catalysts are rapidly increasing, unseen intelligences being invited and allowed to inform our knowing, to expand our experience, to shake us gently and not so gently out of ego's fear. For every time we glimpse the cosmos, every time we sense the divine, every time we brush with immortality, we know there is something more than what is here. We know something exists beyond the wheel of time, and we want it. To have it, ego must realign with soul. To have it, ego must relinquish its dominant hold as phase one pilot. To have it, ego must open to the limitless vantage that soul is. To have it, the polar shift must be born. And as it is, ego will expand and open and behold new possibilities that will bring tears of wonder and joy to its eyes. For it will realize that all has been present, all has been willing, all has been awaiting this throughout all of time. Ego's ceremony of arrival in its co-pilot seat will be heard and felt and seen and celebrated throughout the cosmos and echoing into eternity. For this is where ego belongs now. This is where ego will not die.